This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 after the hour, here we are. The 100% Club is on the air. Yep, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview of what's going on in News Talk Radio, America's most popular format on the radio. And actually, when you get into the podcast business, it's the spoken word format is number one. It's the king. And here he is, the king himself, to represent the issues of this past week, the stories and the people listed. It's published at Talkers Magazine. You can get it every week at talkers.com and also gooddayshow.com. Michael Harrison is here. How does it feel to be referred to as the king?
It's sort of like being the tire king. Or
right, that's right.
Dining room table king.
You know, it's how stupid the guy entire kingdom. He has the, as you don't know what we're talking about. There's an ad. There's a company. It's on the East Coast, I think, for the most part. The guy who owns it. The picture on the billboards and at the stores of this guy who's the tire repair guy. He's got a crown on his head.
Yeah, I didn't mean specifically folks and lawyers out there, any one company. It's just that there are, you know, certain industries, they call themselves, you know, the tire king or the mattress king. Or do you remember when you were a kid? I hate to do the remember whens, but Arama, everything was, you know, tire Arama.
Yes, right, exactly. Corn Arama, come to the farm and enjoy the corn. It's the Corn Arama.
Corn Arama, we're having our festival. All right, here are the survey. At number 10, please. We have Russia-Ukraine war. At number 9, U.S.-China relations. At number 8, the Mitch McConnell health situation. At number 7, the migrant crisis slash crime and homelessness situation. At number 6, Hurricane Idalia. That is a big deal. I think it's petered out
now. Not as big as the news media made it out to be, but excuse me. Yes, please go ahead.
It all depends on what flood you're standing in.
I suppose, yeah, how deep the water is around your ankle. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. At number 5, the Jacksonville shootings. At number 4, the Hunter Biden investigation. At number 3, the Meadows and Giuliani cases. At number 2, 14th Amendment theory and the presidential race. And number 1, Trump's legal battles. The people on the survey: at number 10, Vladimir Putin. Number 9, Mitch McConnell. Number 8, Nikki Haley. Number 7, Vivek Ramaswamy. And number 6, Ron DeSantis. Number 5, Hunter Biden. Number 4, Rudy Giuliani. Number 3, Mark Meadows. Number 2, Joe Biden. Number 1, the true king of all media, Donald Trump.
So he says,
Trump-a-rama! Trump-a-rama!
It's the Trump-a-rama! Yeah. Wait a minute, we should have an echo chamber. Remember the old days when you and I were on the air and we had an echo chamber? Everything we said,
I use that as an analogy for when somebody has a new gadget and they overdo it. Mm-hmm. And they do it on everything, especially now in the computer world. And I always refer back to when the radio stations would get the little device that gave them reverb. Yeah. The chief engineer or production director, every commercial, everything on the station.
That brings back some memories and a half. Yes.
There you go.
Certainly does. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Are we done?
Hold on a second. It's Sunday. Beautiful Thompson Drag Raceway.
Here we go.
Sunday. I used to do, when I was in Baltimore, I did production with a guy named Andy. He was the helicopter guy on WMAL. I can see him, but I can't remember his name. Anyway, he and I would go into the studio, and we would spend 4 or 5 hours once a week doing screaming car spots. It's the Bomberama sale!
Yeah.
And we just yell at the top of our lungs. We get paid $185 a spot. I remember that.
Oh, wow.
And it was all yelling.
Your fortune.
Oh, yeah, right. Yep. It was.
Yeah, but
Andy Park was his name.
No, Andy Park. I don't know whether or not these car events still do that, but they would start out with the name of the day of the week that the event would take place. So the spot would be
Tuesday at beautiful Thompson Dragway Raceway. Right. Yeah.
But it would be bigger than that. It would be Tuesday at Blah Raceway.
You know. All right, we're going to do the people list now, if you please.
I did the people list.
You did? I slipped it in
right. elegantly okay. and eloquently.
Very nicely. Yes, please. Yeah. All right.
We've covered all our bases.
I want to talk about balance, if we can, here, not in the story list or the people list, but balance in terms of our lives. You're listening to this program over Labor Day weekend, 2023, lest somebody be putting it in a time capsule that you'll hear it in, 2,000 years or something. Don't you wonder, actually, what people in 2,000 years, if they even are people here, what beings are going to be doing and hearing and thinking and experiencing? Wow. All right.
Is that
Joe
the question,
Biden,
or do you want to talk about
it? I know, it's just sort of a question.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about culture and what will we leave behind. You know, there's that big, the box that was found at West Point that had been put there during
the time capsule.
Yeah, during the time of...
I once put a time capsule in my backyard when I was in third grade with a note. And I put a note that if, in fact, you have the ability to do time travel, person or people who find this, here's where I am, and I'm waiting to see you. And I sat there for an hour, and nobody came. That's me at third grade. I was doing time capsules and trying to send messages to the future, the very thing you're talking about. I seriously think 2,000 years from now, if we continue on our present trajectory, you know what I mean? Because anything could happen to set us back, wipe us out, or whatever. I think that we will. The major argument will be, what does it mean to be human? It won't be left versus right, Democrat, Republican, Ukraine versus Russia, China versus U.S. It's going to be different definitions
machines
of what it is to be human. Yeah,
yeah. I think that's as much a chance of that as there is of anything. All right. Meanwhile, back at the ranch here, Joe Biden's number two on the people list, according to Talkers Magazine, the research done by Michael and his staff. The White House requesting an extra $12 billion for the Federal Emergency Management Agency. They need it, they say, for the disaster in Hawaii. They need it for the disaster left this week after the Hurricane Idalia that we were talking about blew through. And I'm thinking to myself, what's in the budget now? And what do they do with the money that's in their budget? What do they need extra money for? They plan ahead. They know there are going to be X number of disasters a year. So why do they need more money?
That's a good question.
Is that a good question?
Oh, it's a great question. It's a great question. I don't know the answer. They're such intelligent and honest people. They must know something we don't know. After all, they wouldn't be in those jobs if they didn't know more than we know. Isn't that the case?
Yeah. The thing that bugs me, I was looking at a survey, and this certainly fits in with all our discussions this year and the past year. As long as we've been doing this, weather obviously has been a focus. And so thinking about the hurricane and people saying, well, it's worse this year because the water temperatures are warmer, or the water temperatures are colder, we've got La Nina, and so blah, blah, blah. So you can pull away from, and this is why the world of talk radio is so fascinating and so wonderful, and we're all so pleased to be a part of it, because there's always something behind a story. There's always something behind a thought. There's always something behind a headline. So if you really care, a couple of my favorite websites, the NASA website's probably my favorite, because you can find out things there every week that are mind-bogglingly amazing. And then there are the things you can find at NOAA, N-O-A-A. So if you go there, if you don't want to be wrapped up in baloney, then you go look at the global, the temperatures that have existed. Just go back 100 years. Never mind 1,000 years. You can go back 1,000 years and find this out, too. But we all, as we had 90-degree temperatures and 100-degree the weather, and people are worried about, oh, carbon is going to kill us. go back to 1936, if you please, and look at the temperatures all around America and compare them to 2023. And that's just one. You can go back. The six hottest Julys on record in the United States didn't occur this past year. They occurred in 1901, 1926, 1930, 1932, 1934, and 1936. Every city in the country had temperatures in the Midwest, I'm talking about the Midwest, the Mid-South, of over 95 degrees on average for a month or more, for, I'm sorry, 10 days or more.
And they didn't have air conditioning.
Yeah, can you imagine living in the Midwest in that humidity? Oh, my God.
Or in big cities, yeah. You know, where yeah. The only air conditioning you had was the window.
So how we become so soft and so gullible? I guess maybe that's the question that comes to mind here. You know, the story, there was a CNN story a couple of weeks ago. The headline is 62,000 Europeans die from heat-related causes. Okay. And they said it was a new record. But that wasn't true. It was a new record for the last 10 years. I mean, it depends on what you're comparing it to, doesn't it? And don't we owe that to the people who are listening to us to dig into those things and to try to help them understand or put things into perspective? Is that part of our job here?
We owe it
not
first
necessarily you and my, you and
we
me.
We owe it to ourselves to do that, let mm-hmm. alone for the listeners. I mean, it's you know, it's not like people in the media live in a separate world. Some yeah. believe they do. Some people in the media believe that everything happening out there is just to create content for their programs. But the fact yeah. is, we're all in this together. And, boy, that became apparent during the pandemic. We're all in this together. Mm-hmm. And you bring up some good questions. Yeah. Yeah. No question.
Well, thank
about
you.
It.
I'd like to think I still have merit as a talk radio personality. What do you think? Maybe we can continue to do this. All right. As we continue now, crime number 7, interesting story floating around at the end of the week from Pennsylvania. We'll get to that as we continue here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Let's welcome Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin, to talk to you about how to lose weight. Some people want to lose weight quickly?
It is not a quick fix product. There are no drugs. There's no stimulants. There's nothing in it is going to make you feel like I'm going to lose this weight quickly. It's going to take some time for it to get into your system and work. Now, within the first couple of days to weeks of taking the product, you're going to be sleeping better. That's the first thing everybody says is, wow, I cannot believe how good I'm sleeping.
What's the deal at the moment as we're in the lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer?
We've got the Dog Days of Summer sale going on. So it's discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So whether you need to lose 5 pounds or 135 pounds, it's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com or call us toll free 1-833-TOPLOSS.
And when you check out, use the discount code Doug, DOUG, and you get free shipping. You'll find that at toploss.com. Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 after the hour, Doug Steffen along with Michael Harrison on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, brought to you in part by the folks who will provide you with two free nights in Las Vegas. All you have to do is call 800-419-DOUG, which translates easily into 800-419-3684. Kind of like all those talk stations. The last four digits are 8255 for talk, right? Very clever.
Remember that? Yes.
Call us now. Yeah, right, exactly.
8255 talk.
Yep. Go to Las Vegas, have some fun, play the craps, and go to a buffet, have some fun in the sun. Doesn't cost you anything for two nights. 800-419-DOUG. Yeah, I'm not kidding. First 10 callers, there are people there, 10 operators, so 10 callers get in immediately when you dial 800-419-3684. Doesn't make any difference. This program is heard around the clock, around the weekend. There'll be somebody there to take your call and sign you up for those two free nights. Nothing, there's no hitch, there's nothing to it. It's just there. That's how they are marketing and promoting in Las Vegas. Two free nights, 800-419-3684, whoopee. All right, so the business of crime. We always have some connection to crime in the countdown of the story list. And so I found this to be the most interesting story. You see if you agree with me, Michael, when it comes to crime. The story of a guy named Daniello Cavalcante, who's 34 years old. He was convicted of stabbing his girlfriend to death in broad daylight in front of the two children that they had. The judge said when he was sentenced, his depravity knows no bounds. You look into the face of this guy and you see nothing. He has nothing in his eyes. There's just nothing. So he was put away into a prison in Chester County, Pennsylvania. And not any sooner than he got in, he got out. And so he's wandering around someplace. He obviously is extremely dangerous. But one wonders, the angle to the story that I take in talking about on the air is, what the heck's going on in this jail that they put? Why did they put this guy, who's a hardened criminal, a scary so-and-so, in a county jail? And this guy, he would stop at nothing to get out.
How did he get out?
He stabbed this woman 38 times in front of the children.
How did he get out of jail?
He just, apparently, he found there was some window or something that was correctly sealed, and he figured it out quickly. He was in and out. I mean, this is a county jail.
Now he's, as they say, in the wind.
On the lam. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So, just that kind of stuff. What goes on? What are we paying for? That's the question. What are we, as taxpayers, I would think the people in that county would be outraged. The sheriff should get fired. The mayor should be recalled. How do you run a county jail that's that loose? And why, in the name of heaven, in the first place, you go to the judge, too? What'd you put him in that jail for? Unless you wanted him to get out. Right?
Yeah, well, I don't know if they wanted him to get out. They just probably weren't paying attention. But what they should do
but that's
is they
get paid
call
for.
The folks at Windorama, which... Yeah.
Okay, so I was too serious for a moment.
No, you weren't. No, it's like, what am I going to do about this? You know?
Now, that's a great question.
Yeah. I just heard Doug say that some guy climbed out. He came out through the bathroom window.
Yeah.
And he was a psychopathic, sociopathic piece of crap.
Murderer.
And some young woman actually trusted him enough to have two children with him and call him her old man. You know, how does a guy without a spark in his eyes who has the face of a blank, staring piece of garbage get a woman to hook up with him?
Sometimes women love those guys for whatever the reason. Good God.
Isn't that weird?
That's a question, yeah. All right, we continue. Got another half hour to go on the countdown. It's 28 after the hour now.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The Food and Drug Administration announced Friday that they will be delaying their decision on whether to issue a total ban on menthol cigarettes, which was supposed to be determined by the end of August. The FDA initially considered a ban on menthol tobacco products during the Obama administration after smoking opponents began calling for action in 2009 when Congress exempted menthol from a ban on flavored cigarettes. The August jobs report saw the unemployment rate tick up to 3.8%, while the economy added 180,000 jobs, slightly more than analysts expected. At the White House on Friday, President Biden says the report demonstrates the economy has recovered from the coronavirus pandemic lockdowns.
People are coming off the sidelines, getting back to their workplaces.
Tim Berg, USA News.
If you have asthma, pay close attention to this message. It can save you hundreds of dollars on your healthcare costs. Right now, you can make a free call and get generic asthma inhalers for less than $20 a piece. That's cheaper than most of your insurance copays. And if you call right now, you can buy 10 or more and save even more. Our Rescue Asthma Inhalers are a real generic version of the product that you already pay hundreds of dollars for. Save yourself money and call now to order. If you have asthma, now you can save hundreds of dollars with no prescription required for your inhalers. Call right now. Learn how to get your Rescue Asthma Inhalers shipped directly to your door for less than $20 each. Call the Prescription Savings Hotline now.
800-451-0380. 800-451-0380. 800-451-0380. That's 800-451-0380. Call now.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, here we are back on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with what you need to know about what's going on in the world of talk radio for this past week of August. A lot of people just talking about the fact that it's August and then it's September and it's Labor Day. And with the blink of an eye, you think back to Memorial Day. You think back to Easter. You think, wow. And I think we're all experiencing it. I don't think it makes a difference how old you are. It just is what seems to be the reality, which is that time is moving faster than it used to. I'm looking at a clock, and this is a countdown to an event taking place on Labor Day. 2 days, 18 hours, 23 minutes, and 47 seconds. We get until this event begins.
Time is mind-boggling. It always has been. It always will be.
Yeah.
And if you ever really want to have a clear understanding of time, check out on YouTube clips of Vice President Kamala Harris and her take on time.
Really?
Oh yeah.
And what would you like
she's
to give
brilliant.
Us a little?
Time is the moment, and tomorrow will be today. Tomorrow. Yesterday is today yesterday, and we have to put it into the context of yesterday and tomorrow and today. And time is...
You okay?
I'm doing my imitation of the Vice President.
Yeah, she's brilliant. All right.
Her tendency toward word salads has become a major source of comedy in America.
Yeah. And people, they worry about Joe Biden and him not being able to put the phrases together and the age. Age is not the factor here. It's competence. And there's a lack of it with both of them, frankly. So, anyway, what are we proved by?
A lot of people are concerned as we... there's a lot of anxiety in the country right now looking at the 2024 election. In terms of the choice of Biden-Harris and of course, Trump and whomever, this is not an acceptable choice to many people, maybe most people in the country.
It isn't.
And
so what are we doing?
There's a tremendous amount of anxiety.
Yeah, because we've ceded control of the political process that runs the country to the likes of the people running the Democratic National Committee and the Republican National Committee, to the point where they push everybody else out of the way. They're going full tilt to try to make sure that Munchen, whatever the senator, doesn't run as an independent, because that'll take votes away from the Democrats, and then the Republicans will win. But they spend all of their time figuring out how they can hold control. That's all they do. There's no interest in... Exactly. To what end is the... What are you doing? What's in it that's good for you? When you look around at the situation, the last year or two or three or four or ten have not been good for most people. So if it's not good for most people, then why are we continuing down the same path? Question.
Answer? Because that's what we do.
That's what we do.
You know, that's part of the human dynamic. You know, the lust for power.
Yeah.
And but it's all about power and money. But it's more about power even than money. It's about power. But it's a problem.
It's an aphrodisiac with some people for sure.
Yeah.
So I'm going to couple the insurance discussion going on in Florida this week with something going on with me, because the insurance industry, to say that it's in flux, as some people would say, is after looking at what happened in Maui and how much it's going to cost, all the insurance companies are trying to get together, in a sense, and figure out how they can keep from going bankrupt as things like this happen. And the people, I had a liability policy on my farm that cost me last year $4,700. The same policy this year from the same company, if I stayed with them, would be $35,000 for the same thing. From $4,700 to $35,000.
How do they justify that?
They say that what's going on America's farms is dangerous. A lot of people are being hurt. A lot of things are happening where there is what they call agro-tourism. And so they're paying out lots. They've never had a claim from me. And so I'm going to change the insurance company, number one. But I look at that as sort of indicative. And most people will tell you their car insurance has gone up, their home insurance has gone up, and they have no claims, so they don't understand. And what they don't understand is how everything goes into a pool. So when there's a huge situation like exists on Hawaii, where there are going to be billions spent, insurance companies are going to have to put out billions, and the government will and individuals will to rebuild that city. The same thing is true when you look at the Idalia cleanup and the mess that's been created by the regular weather routines that we get. And they don't seem to have, because the insurance company is going out of business, the thinning insurance market is going to, mark my words, cost everybody a lot more money, even if you're not in a danger zone. Because the way they do this is they spread it out. The actuarials spread it out so that everybody pays whether you're there or you're not there. So anyway, I find this to be one of the things. Hopefully there would be some good hosts who, not necessarily just the business radio people, but people, you know, who want to help people understand what's going on. Because isn't that sort of what we're supposed to do in part? Or how do we know, as talk radio hosts, how do we know what we're supposed to do other than get an audience?
Well, that's the problem all the media faces, is they do what their primary reason for doing what they do is to get an audience.
Mm.
That's a major problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's also understandable. It's also part of the marketplace of ideas in a free society. It's also part of capitalism. It has nothing to do with the system. It has to do with the spirit in which you engage in the system. It has to do with what's known as professional ethics. It has to do with integrity and tenets of integrity that different professions, such as journalism or maybe even the insurance industry, should adhere to. And we don't hold ourselves or our industries accountable. But there should be a code of conduct that has nothing to do with ratings, revenue, success in terms of a monetary or a power situation, but rather in terms of pride. And that's what we've gotten away from, and it's very hard to get back to it because it's cultural. and cultural things tend to hang on, or then when they're gone, you know, it's the old toothpaste out of the tube thing. You can't get it back. Yeah. These are the problems we face. It's also very unwieldy to run this society. A lot of people, a lot of things going on.
Too many people.
You know?
It's too many people. Can't be governed. There's too many people in the world. Can't govern them all. You just can't. Can't control people, control situations. And so
not maintaining the, not, it's very hard to control situations and maintain the principles of freedom.
Mm.
You know, and when people don't trust each other, Doug, when people in a society fail to trust each other, the only thing they can turn to is some type of protective authoritarianism.
Mm.
That's the problem.
So I'm going to turn the tables here a little bit. I'm on the Talkers magazine website, talkers.com, which I would urge everybody who's listening to go to right now, because this sort of sets up the conversation Michael and I are going to have in a few minutes. He's interviewed this young 13-year-old girl named Stella Mabry, and the information that is to be broadcast, the information that's to be heard, the focus of bullying and how big a problem it is as we go back to school, send our children off to school again, how big a problem might it be for you? We'll talk about that in a matter of moments here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with a story about weight loss from the folks at Calitrin. They got a big deal going on Labor Day weekend, biggest sale of the year. Every year at this time, they offer the opportunity for people who, first of all, don't know about Calitrin, to go to the website, toploss.com. This is a politically correct, Michael, way of putting it. If you're weight challenged, that means if you're fat and obese and you should go to this website. Yeah, that's okay. All right, go to the, I'm serious, though, about the opportunity to lose weight and keep it off with Calitrin. Only real, the honest truth about this company is they wouldn't have been in business or stayed in business for 26 years if what they make didn't work. And so the all-natural approach, any doctor worth his or her salt, Jack Stockwell talks about this all the time, how food is medicine, and all of these things that are natural help you to help yourself to health. Go to toploss.com, if you please, and check out not only the ingredients, but the success stories, the science behind this. And then you decide you want to buy, then you use the Doug code, D-O-U-G, when you check out, and you'll get the biggest benefit. Because you buy one, you buy 100, you get another of that number. You buy 100, you get another 100 without having to pay for it. And it's good because I think I'm on it. I think you stay on it forever because the ingredients are so good for your body. Help yourself to collagen. Well, it's collagen as part of the aloe vera, digestive enzymes are all in Calitrin. That's why it's successful. Treat yourself to success. Go to toploss.com. Use the discount code Doug. Free shipping and the biggest sale of the year. The People List from Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. You can find this every week at our Good Day Networks, the gooddayshow.com website, and talkers.com. Vladimir Putin is at number 10 on the People List this week. Mitch McConnell comes in at 9. Nikki Haley at 8. Look at all these presidential contenders that are on the list this week. Mr. Ramaswamy is number 7. DeSantis is 6. And then we go off the rails with Hunter Biden at number 5 on the People List. Rudy. Do I have to say Giuliani? A lot of people, when I say Rudy, it's kind of like when you say the Donald, right? Everybody knows who we're talking about. He's at 4. Mark Meadows is at 3. Joe Biden usually would be first on the list, but then, you know, that Donald Trump sucks all the air out of the room when he comes into it, so he's number 1 on the People List. So isn't that interesting? Both Story List, People List, Trump is number 1. According to Talkers Magazine.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. In the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys?
but I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened to cross Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Let's welcome Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin, to talk to you about how to lose weight.
That's the ultimate goal, for sure. You know, a lot of other diets, you know, even the workout plans. I know a lot of people are doing meal plans. You buy the meals or maybe even injections and stuff. And some of that stuff you just can't maintain forever. The way Calitrin works is by rebuilding lean muscle tissue. It revs up your metabolism naturally the way that it did when you were younger. So you're able to maintain this weight loss and keep this weight off even after you get off of the product.
What's the deal at the moment as we're in the lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer?
We've got the Dog Days of Summer sale going on, so it's discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So whether you need to lose 5 pounds or 135 pounds, it's a great sale to stock up and save on there. It's at toploss.com or call us toll-free 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Use the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G, and you get free shipping. Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin. Back here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers. We've been going through the anecdotal information that comes out of having a good discussion regarding these stories and other ancillary things that affect the programs that you're listening to, the hosts, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This young lady that you've interviewed, the MH interview this week, is with Stella Mabry. Talk about her. Tell us about her. Why
Stella Mabry is 13 years old. She lives in Owensboro, Kentucky. She's a typical average young early teen now. When she was 10 years old, she was bullied in school, and she had a talent for music, and she wrote a song about bullying. About this girl that was bullying her. She called it Mean Girl. Her father, who had been supporting her music as a child, mm-hmm. is buddies with Les Garland, a big shot in the California music business, sent him the tape. And long story short, she's got a record out. It's called Mean Girl. There's a music video. It's on YouTube. This has all come out in the last couple of weeks. It's really cool, and she's a great guest to talk about school bullying, which, as you know, you and I have talked about it, bullying for young people is a tremendous cause of depression, anxiety, in some cases suicide, in some cases mass murder. Mm-hmm. And we've got to be aware of it, and it's enhanced by the cyber situation in terms of social media. When you and I were kids, you know, you can get away from bullies by going home. You can't get away from it anymore because it's 24/7 if you're plugged in, and all the kids are plugged into social media. It's the only way they can be kids. And, you know, it's part of the world they live in. So it's a problem. She talks about it. I interview her on the Michael Harrison interview at mhinterview.com. Getting tremendous response to it. And I understand that you might be talking to her soon on your Good Day program.
I believe, we're going to have her on. This is the kind of thing that people, in my mind, in my world, ought to be paying closer attention to. Because we all have youngsters, whether they be our children, our grandchildren. And it is one of the things as school gets back to session that you become acutely aware of that was never the case when we were in school, Michael. When you go by these schools in the afternoon, there are 100 cars parked outside the school because the parents seem to not want to trust the sidewalks and the reality of having a nice walk home or a bike ride home from school. This is sick society. And
isn't
this kind
that
of
something that you can't be safe? You can't have peace of mind letting your kid walk to school in a place not known for crime. We're not, let alone in a crime area, but in places that that you wouldn't think that happens. It's a problem.
MHinterview.com, or you can find also at talkers.com. Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen here on our review every week that we have. I'm proud of this program. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown.
wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now on the Talk Radio Review. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. And joining us now is our ever-loving legal friend, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who comes to us every week with thoughts about legality in terms of how these stories may play out in... The reason he's here is because there's so many different adjuncts to most of these stories, and they all have a legal twist to them. None better than the Donald with all those legal battles. And the only question I have is, for those who are giving money to his campaign, they seem to know that it's going to pay his legal bills, but that, in the back of my mind, doesn't seem to be legal. If you're giving money to somebody to run for something, and maybe they're justifying it because if he is in court, he can't run, and so this helps him to, I don't know, how do you, what's the angle on this, do you think, Steve?
The angle is that this could end up bringing him into court again.
Really?
There are some real limitations on what can be done and with those funds, and campaign funds are not to be used for the personal legal costs, which are just huge at this point for former President Trump. So yeah, it's really interesting because it just seems to be very well accepted that he is using those funds, but they do appear to be in violation of federal regulations regarding election campaigning. So we'll
that won't
see what
stop
happens
him.
With this. No,
it
isn't going to
stop him.
Actually, one of the more interesting things, couple things. One, the Georgia trial, the judge has indicated, is going to be televised. And I think that's great because I think then people will be able to see it unscreened, you know, instead of having people tell you what it was being done. You're going to actually be able to see it. The other was the Attorney General in New York released some of the depositions transcripts for his case where it was improperly inflating the value of his businesses when getting loans. And he's got some liability there. It's a civil case. But what got me there was Trump being Trump. I got the most tremendous, the greatest golf courses, the this, the that. And they went on to a point where one of the attorneys said, we're going to be here all night if he doesn't stop this act. So Trump is always Trump, wherever he is.
That's for sure. All right. The number two story this week focuses on the 14th Amendment. Would you care to explain? Most people, I listen to people talking about it that don't know what they're talking about. So how would the 14th Amendment apply to the presidential race?
Well, you know, here the thing with the 14th Amendment is it does make, interestingly enough, the all of the rights under the Constitution didn't really apply to the states, and this was put in to make all of those rights, including the rights to a speedy trial, rights of free speech, to apply to the states as well. So this can have somewhat of an effect on the defenses, say in Georgia, where the president is trying to say that he was just exercising his free speech. I don't think that's much of a claim. I think the bigger constitutional element is the part that says that you cannot be president if you have participated in an insurrection. And if he is found guilty, you know, here again, there is not, being guilty of a crime does not prevent you from running for president. Being guilty of the crime of which he is accused does seem to qualify as an insurrection and could automatically disqualify him, which, of course, will be in court forever if that's what it comes down to. You know, he keeps the court system busy, that's for sure.
Stopping up real justice. Okay, yeah. Speaking of that, real justice for Rudy Giuliani. What happens with him? That's number three. This week, what do we do about Rudy?
We shed a tear. You know, I talk about Rudy in my white collar crime class when he was a crusading U.S. attorney in New York and did a great job, and he brought down John Gotti. Since then, he's turned into a bit of a clown. The judge in Georgia has ruled that his defaming of election workers is going to trial only for damages. In other words, he's already guilty. Rudy's going to end up in bankruptcy in more ways than one.
Unbelievable. All right, well, that's kind of too bad. But the thing I remember most about him is him shaving over his lobster bisque. That picture in my mind is that goes beyond.
What about the dripping hair dye?
Yeah, exactly. Yep. All right. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here, affecting our overview of what's going on in the legal aspects of our stories.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming. So, we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.